Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. B'siyata d'shmaya. I feel like I'm in the Miami Boys Choir. B'siyata d'shmaya. In any event, we are continuing our shiurim in Sefer Shmuel, and I hope that you are enjoying them as much as I am. Gishmak. Learning Navi is gishmak. Ein ma lasot. It's very, very special. And in the last year, we discussed the story in the Gemara that Shmuel was mora halacha bifnei rabo, that the Gemara relates based on the psukim at the end of in Perek Aleph that Shmuel was mora halacha bifnei rabo, that Shmuel paskin in front of Eli, because the pasuk says they shechted the par and they brought the lad to Eli. What does shechitas hapar have to do with bringing the child to Eli? And the Gemara relates that Eli was looking for a kohen to shecht this animal. He had an animal and a bull, and that Chana had brought. And they went to shecht this bull, and Elis and Shmuel says to Eli, he says, what are you looking for a kohen to shecht for? Shechitas ksheira bizar. So in the previous shiur we discussed at length this inyan of shechita ksheira bizar, and we saw a very tamua Zohar HaKadosh, who says that not only shechita ksheira bizar, it has to be done with the zar, and we were mefalpel b'siyata d'shmaya based on the sefer Birkas Aaron, and this shiur we're going to continue talking about this halach of shechita ksheira bizar, that Shmuel said to Eli, what do you need a kohen for? Even a non-kohen's allowed to shecht. And Eli said to him, you're right, a non-kohen's allowed to shecht, but you're chayev misa because you're mora halacha bifnei rabo. So that is going to be the topic of this year. This year should be le'refuas Shlomo Yaakov Don Ben Yaakova, who needs a refuah shlema, Zev Eliezer Ben Chai Shendel, who needs a refuah shlema, both of them, Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, and Li'ilui Nishmas Esther Bas Shmuel, and Chana Bas Rav Yitzchak Yona, and Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna. So again, this year is also going to be based on the Birkas Aaron. The Birkas Aaron was a great Rav in pre-war Europe who was killed by the Nazis, so I have a special chiba, a special love to learn Divrei Torah from people who were killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, Hane'ahavim Va'animim V'chayayim, those who were so beloved in their lifetimes, and they inspire us so much in their deaths, not to die al Kiddush Hashem, but Amiyut Hashem B'siyata D'shmaya, to live al Kiddush Hashem. So Rav Aaron Levine, this is his sefer Birkas Aaron and Maseches Brachos, and Os Reish Ayin Tes. So we learn in the Gemara again that Shmuel said to Eli that Shechitas Ksheira Bizar. So in the sefer Shaar HaMelech, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Bias Mikdash, he says a Chiddush Gadol Me'od, that even though Shechitas Ksheira Bizar, that's only on the weekday. But on Shabbos, a Zar was not allowed to Shecht. On Shabbos, only a Kohen's allowed to Shecht, and he tried to prove this from a Rashi in Yevamos. However, Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis, who is the grandfather of Rav Aaron Levine, who wrote the famous Shalos and Shuvas based Yitzchak in Chelek Arachaim and Simon Tess, proves that the Shaar HaMishpat is incorrect. And we in fact find in the Gemara in Pesachim on Samach Dalet Amar Aleph that the Jewish people, the Yisraelim, not the Kohanim, the Yisraelim would shecht the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara says, Kamaseo b'chol kach maseo b'Shabbos, just as it was done during the week, it was done on Shabbos. So we see black on white in the Gemara that a Zar could shecht on Shabbos as well, not like the Shaar HaMelech wanted to say. However, Frecht, the Beis Yitzchak, a groisa kasha, one of the biggest Ga'onim of Galicia, holy Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis in the Beis Yitzchak. He asks a very big question. He says, if we say that on Shabbos, a Zar, a non-Kohen, is allowed to Shecht, as is Mashma from the Gemara in Pesachim, that we just quoted, so why then does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin, on Nun Aleph Amid Beis, the following, that the Gemara brings a Pasuk, that a Bas Kohen that was Mechalel Shabbos isn't going to be burned. Why? Because the Gemara says, we hold like Reb Shimon, that Sreifa is the most chamor of all the Arba Misos. And you might have a Havamina, that since the Torah was very machmir with Kohanim, because Kohanim have extra mitzvahs, therefore, this Bas Kohen who's Mechalel Shabbos, should also, that's the Havamina, she should also get Sreifa. Therefore, the Gemara learns from the word Liznos, that Dafka Znus, she gets Sreifa, and not when she's Mechalel Shabbos. So we would have had a Havamina in the Gemara, says the Gemara, Braisa, that a Bas Kohen who's Mechalel Shabbos should get the more chamor punishment of Sreifa, according to Reb Shimon, that Sreifa is the more chamor than Skila. You might think that a Bas Kohen who's Mechalel Shabbos gets the more chamor Sreifa. Why would you have such a Havamina? Because since she has extra mitzvos, we're more machmir on her. Because the whole of Achmir Rachmana the Kohanim the Rabbi Bu Mitzvah Yaseros, the Torah was very machmir on the Kohanim, and Kohanim have extra mitzvahs, and therefore, since they have more responsibility and more mitzvahs, therefore when this Bas Kohen is Mechal Shabbos, we're not going to give her the standard skila, we're going to give her Sreifa, the more chamor Sreifa. You might think that. So Kamashwa, no. Only when she's Mizane does she get Sreifa. The Bas Kohen when she's Mechal, her father. But not when she's Mechal Shabbos. Frek the Gemara. Wait a second. Why by a woman do we have a Havamina that she should get Sreifa for Chil Shabbos? And we don't have such a Havamina by a male Kohen, only by a female Kohen. Maishnan Mine. What's the difference between him and her? Answers the Gemara. Salkadai Techamina. I might have thought that since a male Kohen has a heter on Shabbos to do malacha. When? When he does the avodah. So therefore, he's more kal. But a woman, she has no heter of Shabbos. Maybe she should get the more chamor punishment of sreifa. So kamash malan, that she doesn't. So the Gemara makes a chiluk. Why wouldn't you think that a man also should get sreifa for Chil Shabbos, just like you had a thought that a woman should? The answer is because a man is more kal, because a man, you see that we're matir Chil Shabbos when it comes to avoda, and a woman has no such heter. And therefore, since a woman is more chamer legabe Shabbos, because she has no heter to be Mechal Shabbos, you might think when she's Mechal Shabbos, she's going to get, a woman Kohen is going to get the more severe punishment of Sreifa. So kamashim on the word Liznos, that not. So adkan divrei ha-gemara. So we see from this Gemara, that there is again a Havamina that you are going to give a woman the more chamor punishment of Sreifa if she's a Bas Kohen, because since she has extra mitzvahs and she doesn't have any heter of Chil Shabbos legabei the avoda, so we're going to be more strict with her when she's Mechal Shabbos and give her Sreifa. Kamash Malan, the pasuk that we don't. Whereas a man, you're not going to have such a Havamina, because even though a male Kohen is more chamor than a male Yisrael, but he has a heter of Chil Shabbos legabei the avoda. That's the Gemara. Comes the Beis Yitzchak, and he says, wait a second. If a Tzar is allowed to Shecht, even on Shabbos, as we proved from the Gemara in Pesachim, that would mean that a woman is also allowed to Shecht. Because like the Gemara says in Zvachim and Daf Lamed Aleph, women are also allowed to Shecht the Karban Tzibor. And therefore, a woman also has a Heter for Shabbos by the Avod of Shechita. So Hadra Kushi L'duchtei. So now the Gemara's question is reinstated. Why is a woman any different than a man? The Gemara wanted to say the reason the woman is different than the man, the woman is more chamor than the man, because we see a man has a male Kohen has a heter of Chil Shabbos, whereas a woman Kohen has no heter of Chil Shabbos, and therefore you want to be more machmer on the woman when she is Mechal Shabbos. That's not true. Just like a man has a heter Chil Shabbos for the avoda, so to a woman. Why? You're right, the woman can't do the other avodos, but Shechita Ksheira Bizar, that she's allowed to do. Just like a Tzar can Shecht, so to a woman. So then, if you see a heter of Chil Shabbos by a woman, then in what way is she different than the man? Why would we only have a Havamina that the woman should get the more chamor Sreifa and not the man? And don't tell me that she is more chamor than a man because she has no heter of Chil Shabbos by Avoda. She does have a heter. Can she can Shecht? A woman can Shecht. And concludes the Birkas Aaron, V'zeh he'ara nifla. And this is a great kasha, what we would call in the yeshivas a bam kasha. And now he endeavors to answer this question. B'yishu kushya zu, says the Birkas Aharon, Rav Levin, Zecher Tzadik L'Kadosh L'Brach, Hashem Yinkom Damo, that even if we say that a zar is allowed to shecht on Shabbos, a woman would not be allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Because the only time you're shechting on Shabbos is if it's a carbon sefer that's docheh Shabbos. So bishleima, man, he could be mechal Shabbos with shechita, because he has a chelik in the carbon sebor, and he has a mitzvah of being makrib of the carbon sebor, so he's also allowed to be mechal Shabbos and shech to this carbon sebor. Because since carbon sebor is docheh Shabbos, everybody is allowed to have a portion in this and do the honor and shech the carbon. The zar can do the shechita, any zar, and then the kohanim have to do the akrava. Mashen kain, a woman who has no chelik in the carbon sebor, and she didn't have a mitzvah to be makriv of the carbon sebor. So mehechitesi, how can you say that she's allowed to be doche, she's allowed to be shecht on Shabbos and be doche Shabbos? So in fact, the premise of the question was incorrect. In the premise of our question, we thought that just like a zar can shecht, a woman can also shecht, and that includes Shabbos. But it's not true. A woman can shecht just like a zar can shecht, but not on Shabbos. Because women have no chelik in the carbon sebor, which is the only carbon that's shechted on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't allow her to be mechal Shabbos. During the week, let her shecht it, but not on Shabbos. Because she doesn't have a chelik in the carbon sebor. What right does she have to be mechal Shabbos? So then, it would emerge then that we have no maisa avoda for a woman that will be docheh Shabbos. Because only a man can be docheh Shabbos, a male kohen with his avoda, but a woman kohen can never be docheh Shabbos with her avoda, and therefore it comes out that Shabbos is more chamor for the female kohen than for the male kohen, and that explains the Gemara's Havamina, that a woman should get the more chamor punishment of Sreifa for being Mechal Shabbos, since she's on the higher level of being a Bas Kohen. And therefore she should get the punishment of Sreifa, according to Reb Shimon, who says that Sreifa is more chamor. And in fact, the Beis Yitzchak himself, as the Birkas Aharon points out, already sensed himself in Siman Lamed Hey that this would possibly be an answer. And in fact, this is a very interesting discussion. Do women have a chelik in the carbon sebor or not? Because we know that they don't give the machzis hashekel. So the Besamim Rosh, which is obviously a well known that the authorship of the Besamim Rosh is, many people say it was a forgery, but that's not our question. Many of the great posts can quote the Besamim Rosh, so we'll allow ourselves to do so as well. So he says that that's why women are pater from musaf. Because they didn't have a chelik in the carbon sebor. Since they didn't have a chelik in the carbon sebor, they're pater from musaf. Now women don't have to daven musaf, because they were pater from the carbon sebor of the musaf, and they're also pater from the tefillah of musaf. So if that's true, that women don't have a chelik in the carbon sebor, which is a big discussion. He discusses it elsewhere in the sefer. Do women have a chelik in the carbon sebor? Don't they? But if they do not have a chelik in the carbon sebor, then it would make sense that they can't be mechal Shabbos for the carbon sebor. And therefore Shabbos is more chamor for the female kohens, because they're benos kohen, and therefore they should, and they have extra mitzvahs, and they don't have the kul of Shabbos that male kohanim have, so maybe they'd get the more chamor punishment. However, this teretz isn't so pashut, because you're right, a carbon sebor the woman might not have a chelik in, but what about the carbon pesach? That they're definitely chayavos in. And pesach is docheh Shabbos. And therefore a woman can shech the carbon pesach on Shabbos. And then we ask with the question of the Gemara again returns. Just like we find by a male that sometimes a male kohen that Shabbos becomes mutter for him, he's allowed to do the avoda. So do we find by female kohanim that they are allowed to shech the carbon pesach. And the Birkas Aharon says that apparently this would be could depend upon the machlokas in the Gemara and Pesachim Daf Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis. If a woman is a chova in the carbon pesach or rishus. If we say it's a chova for the woman, so she was definitely mutter for the shecht, just like men are shechting on Shabbos. However, if we say it's only Rishus, maybe ain't a chinami. A woman is not allowed to shecht on the carbon pesach on Shabbos, since it's not a chiyuv, it's only Rishus, And therefore, her Rishus is not strong enough to be Doche Shabbos. And he says, we can bring a Raya for this from the Gemara in Pesachim that says, there on Sadi Aleph Amid Beis, that says that, according to the Man D'Amar, that a woman is only, it's only an option, it's only Rishus for a woman to have a Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach of a woman isn't Doche Shabbos. So just like the Pesach itself isn't Doche Shabbos, so a woman would also not allow to be Doche Shabbos when she shechs the Pesach of men, since it's not B'Torah's Chiyuv, it's B'Torah's Rishus. And the Torah didn't allow us to be Mechal Shabbos on the Pesach unless you have a Chiyuv and not a Rishus. And then, if you say this is true, then it comes out Geshmak, because the Gemara there has a Havamina. The Gemara's Havamina is, if we remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin and in Aleph Amid Aleph that we quoted earlier, the Gemara's Havamina is that since women have extra mitzvahs, women Kohanim, women Kohanos, have extra mitzvahs, they would be Chayiv in Sreifa if they're Mechal Shabbos, the more Chamor Sreifa, unlike men who have no Heter Chilul Shabbos, unlike men who have a Heter Chilul Shabbos by the Avoda, but women Kahanos who don't have any Heter Chilul Shabbos by Avoda, they might be chayv the more chamur punishment of Sreifa. We said according to which Man D'Amar is that? We said that's according to Reb Shimon, who says that Sreifa is Chamura. And it's that very same Reb Shimon who says in Pesachim that a woman in the Karban Pesach is only Rishus and not a Chova. So it comes out Geshmak. That it's dafka according to Reb Shimon that the Karban Pesach is a Rishus, that we don't find any instance where a woman is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Because we said for the Karban Sibur she wouldn't be allowed to because she doesn't have the Chelik in the Karban Sibur. And for the Karban Pesach, if you hold Karban Pesach as Rishus, so what right does a person who only has the status of Rishus have to be Mechal Shabbos for this Rishus? So then if a woman is only Rishus, then it would make sense that she wouldn't be allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach. And if that's the case, then we don't find any het there for a woman to be Mechal Shabbos, a woman Kohenes. And if that's the case, then maybe she should get Sreifa, she should get the more chamor punishment if she is Mechal Shabbos, unlike a man for whom we do find a heter of Chil Shabbos by Avoda. And the same Gemara that said, and the same Reb Shimon, who says that women are only Chayavos and Karban Pesach, B'Torah's Rishus, which means that they can't be Mechal Shabbos for the Karban Pesach, which means they have no heter ever of Chil Shabbos, even for the Avoda, is the same Reb Shimon, according to whom the Gemara is a Havamina, that women should get the more Chamor Sreifa when they're Mechal Shabbos, because unlike the men, they don't have any heter of Chil Shabbos. But they only don't have a heter of Chil Shabbos if you hold Pesach as Rishus. And Reb Shimon, in fact, holds Pesach as Rishus. So it's the same Reb Shimon who says that Pesach is Rishus, and that women are different than men, and that women have no heter ever to be Mechal Shabbos for the Avodah, Masha'in came the men. So it's Reb Shimon Lishitasa. So that's very, very beautiful. But if you have a male czar, a male czar is allowed to, he's allowed to shecht on Shabbos. He's chayv in the Karban Pesach, he has a heter. K'maseo b'chol kach maseo b'Shabbos. But not a woman. A woman wouldn't be able to shecht anything on Shabbos. Because if she's not chayv, then what right does she have to shecht? Ah, you see Shabbos is more chamur for the women, so therefore a woman kohen, who's on a higher level, so when she's mechal Shabbos, maybe she should give her the more chamur punishment. So that explains the Gemara's Havamina. Very beautiful. Now, that's teretz number one. Teretz number two, which is offered by the Birkas Aaron, is, again, the kasha is, how can the Gemara say in Sanhedrin that you need an extra pasuk to teach you that a bas kohen shouldn't be getting sreifa, the more chamor sreifa, when she's mechal Shabbos? You need the Gemara to tell you that, because the Gemara says we wouldn't have such a havamina by the men, because the men kohen, for them, Shabbos is sometimes more kal, because they can be mechal Shabbos for the avoda. Whereas a woman never has a heter of chil Shabbos, a woman kohenes. So therefore, since you see that A, she's a kohenes, she's on a higher level, but she's, for her, Shabbos, she, when it comes to Shabbos, she's even on a higher level than a man, because she has no heter of chil Shabbos, so you might think she gets sreifa. So we asked on that, what are you talking about? shchitas ksheira bizar, and it's also huadin that is ksheira b'nashim. So a woman does have a heter chil Shabbos, a woman koheness, she's allowed to shecht. You're right, she's not allowed to do the other avodos, but she's allowed to shecht an animal. So just like a male kohen has a heter of chil Shabbos, and therefore we have no havamin, he's getting sreifa for chil Shabbos, we should say the same thing about a woman, that she also has a heter of chil Shabbos to shecht, and therefore we shouldn't have a havamin and she should get sreifa. She is mechal Shabbos. The first teretz is that no, she has no heter of chil Shabbos, because a woman is in fact not allowed to ever shecht on Shabbos, not a carbon seber, not a carbon pesach. The old carbon pesach was shus. And now the Birkas Aharon gives an answer based on seichel and svar. He says there's a very big difference between the heter of a male kohen to be mechal Shabbos and the heter of a female kohen to be mechal Shabbos. Why is a male kohen allowed to be mechal Shabbos? Because he's a kohen. Because he's a kohen, he's allowed to do the avodah and be mechal Shabbos. So you see that the chashivas of the kohuna shaft, that creates for him a kula on Shabbos. So therefore, don't tell me that the same mitzius of kohuna is going to give him a more stringent punishment when he's mechal Shabbos. No. The mitzius of the kohuna, you see, makes Shabbos lighter for him. So don't tell me then that the mitzius of Shabbos is going to make Shabbos more stringent for him. We find the kula by Shabbos out's kohuna. So therefore, don't tell me the kohuna is going to give him a more chamor punishment. That's when it comes to the man. So we see the Torah went easy on kohanim when it comes to Shabbos. But when it comes to a woman, it's different. When we say that Shabbos is mutter by a woman, it's not mutter because she's a kohenes. When it comes to a man, it's mutter because he's a kohen. By a woman, we say, it's not chil Shabbos. All the Jewish people are allowed to shecht this animal. Even another woman who's not a kohen. So the fact that a bas kohen is allowed to be mechal Shabbos with shechita, that doesn't show there's any kula about a bas kohen. That doesn't say anything about the bas kohen. That's just a general kula that we're allowed to shecht on Shabbos. So when you have this bas kohen, we definitely, yesh makom lomar, there's definitely room to say that this bas kohen should be get a more serious punishment for Hichil Shabbos. And don't say that we find Shabbos becomes mutter by this bas kohen. No. When you're told, we're judging now on the tzad of her kohuna. Mitzad that she's a kohenes, she has extra mitzvahs. She's on a higher madriga. She's allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with higher madriga. That's a general Torah of Klal Yisrael is allowed to. A zar, a kohen, anybody's allowed to shech the animal on Shabbos. But as far as her status as being a bas kohen, we don't see any kula legabe Shabbos. You only see that she has extra mitzvahs, this bas kohen. No, she's eating truma. We see that she's this bas kohen's she's very chashuv. We see that she's on a higher level. So once you have this bas kohen who's on a higher level and you don't see any kula out her kahuna, so maybe when she's mechal Shabbos, you're going to give her the more stringent punishment of sreifa. And that's not like a male kohen. A male kohen, his kahuna shows us that Shabbos is more kal by him. Because his kahuna, the fact that he's a kohen, allows him to do the avoda. Only he's allowed to do it. Only a kohen is allowed to do the avoda. From Hakrava, from Kabbalah Sadam and on. So since you see a kula with respect to Shabbos because of his kahuna, you can't say that we're going to be machmir when a kohen is machal Shabbos and give him sreifa. No. You see the Torah is mekil on Shabbos for a kohen. Torah says he's allowed to do the avoda. Because he's a kohen. So when he's mechal Shabbos, we're not going to be more strict with him and give him sreifa. But a woman, you're right, she is a heter. But her heter has nothing to do with the fact that she's a kabbas kohen. So therefore, when she is mechal Shabbos, you're going to say, look, she has extra mitzvahs, and she has no special privileges to be mechal Shabbos out her kahuna. So therefore, where she is mechal Shabbos, we're going to give her the extra special punishment. You're right, she does have a heter of chil Shabbos, but that has nothing to do with her. That's just a general one for all of Klal Yisrael. So you would think then that if she is Mechal Shabbos herself, since she's a Bas Kohen, Shabbos is more Chamer for her, and therefore you're going to give her Sreifa. So Kamashmul on the Pasuk that not. So that's the second teretz of the Beis Aaron. The second teretz is that for the man, he is a Kula Legabe his Kuhuna for Shabbos. So therefore you would never have a Mina that you can be Mechal Shabbos for. That if he's Mechal Shabbos, he gets the more Chamer punishment of Sreifa. Masha Enkein, a woman, she has no Kula Alter Kuhuna. All she has is Chumras Legabe her Kuhuna in other areas. So therefore here, when it comes to Chil Shabbos, maybe you should give her the more Chamer punishment. And her heter to Shecht on Shabbos, even if you say she's allowed to Shecht on Shabbos, so that has nothing to do with her. That's a general heter given to all czars and all women. So that's the second teretz. And in the Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak, again from Yitzchak Shmelkes, so in Chelek Yerodein, Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Aleph, and Os Dalet, you can look it up, it's a big set. So he asks on the sheet of the Rambam says that Hadlakas Neiros in the Mikdash was Ksheira Bizarim, like the Rambam says in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Bias Mikdash and Halacha Yud Beis. And Mistama, if it was Ksheira Bizarim, it was also Ksheira Benashim, because whatever a czar is allowed to do, a woman's allowed to do. So if that's the case, what again is the Havamin of the Gemara that women have no heter on Shabbos? A woman also has a heter on Shabbos to be Madlik Neiros. Hadlakas Neiros is Docha Shabbos, the Beis HaMikdash, and a woman is allowed to do it. But based on our answer, it's not a kasha at all. Based on our answer, the heter, what was our answer? Our answer is that the heter has to be out to the kahuna. Like we see the male kohanim have a heter because they're kohanim to be Mechal Shabbos. But when a woman, kohenis, when she lights the menorah, her heter isn't because she's a kohenis. That's not what she is, a kula and chil Shabbos. It's for all Klal Yisrael, for all Zara. Now she ain't a bas kohen. She doesn't have any special kulas in the Hilchas Shabbos. She just has extra mitzvahs. She has a higher level of kedusha, but she doesn't have the kula of Shabbos. So maybe when she's mechal Shabbos, she gets sreifa. So come ashma on the pasuk that she does not get sreifa. So let us continue now on the same topic. May inyan leinyan boso inyan, sweetest friends. This is geschmack. I love this. In any event, it says in the Gemara that Shmuel again was Mora Halacha Bifnei Eli. Kol Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabu Chayiv Misa. So the Maharsha asks a very good kasha. He says, if you make a cheshbon, when this whole story happened, that Shmuel says to Eli, no, Azar Zalat Hashecht, he was about 2 years old. He makes the cheshbon. Because it says, Vayeshiv Shamar Olam. And Chazal Darshan Ad Olam Shalavim, 50 years. So he spent another 50 years there. But we know that Shmuel only lived for 52 years. So when this happened, he was only 2. And afterwards he had another 50. So Ibazoi, if that's the case, what do you mean Kol Amora Halacha Bifnei Rabo Chayiv Misa? What sort of punishment is there? What sort of punishment is there for a 2-year-old? He's not a bar onshin. Where's the onus? That's the Marsha's kasha. So Marsha gives a teretz. He says, when don't you give an onesh? When do you have to be bar mitzvah? B'dinei Adam. But B'dinei Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give an onesh when he's very young. Even when he's 2. Wait a second. Says the Birkas Aaron, we see from the Gemara in Shabbos that in Shemayim you don't get punished till you're 20. So Dinei Adam is 13, in Shemayim it's 20. Even though some people say no, doesn't really mean that. Ain't the Meidim Adivrei Agad, whatever the pilpul is, but you see in the Gemara's understanding that Dinei Shemayim comes after Dinei Adam, even if you don't hold that it waits until 20. But to say that he's not getting punished because to say that he's getting punished, he's chayiv misa, because he's even though he's not yet of age, because in Shemayim they already punish even before bar mitzvah. That doesn't make sense. The Gemara says 20. The Gemara says it's much later than bar mitzvah. And even if you hold that it punishes at bar mitzvah, but certainly not before. So so we're back to the Maharsha's question. How can you say kol amora halacha bifnei rabo chayv misa when he wasn't yet of age? So we see, in fact, in numerous places in the Gemara that amora halacha bifnei rabo is chayv misa, and it's very chamor, and the rav isn't moichel. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, has a sicha on this in the Sichos Musar, in Shnas Toshin Lamed Beis, in Maimer Lamed Hei. What's the chomer of Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo? B'seder, see, Paskin's Halacha Bifnei Rabo, it's not the end of the world. Explains Rav Chaim that the reason the punishment of Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo, that a person's Chayav Misa, is not only out to cover HaRab, Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo is a lot more than that. It says in the Gemara, Yudches Klalos in Chagiga, 18 curses Yeshayo cursed the Jewish people. Velonis Kaira Daito. He wasn't calmed. He didn't get to the worst curse until he said this is the worst of ever. Yerhavu Hanar Bizokin Vanikla Benichbut. So there are 18 Puranias. 18 Puranias, Rashi says. 18 tragedies. The worst, says the Gemara, is that the young people are not going to have respect for the old people. That's it. Nothing is left. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains the Gemara saying, Lo niskara daito, nothing is left. What is so bad about not having respect for the Zakenim? What is so bad about Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo? Says Rav Chaim, Hu mivatil mailas a Zakenim sheyesh l'klal Yisrael. If we start being Mora Halacha, we lose our Zakenim. When we stop having respect for our elders, it's over. We're finished. And therefore, Reb Chaim explains that the Rebbe shouldn't be Morchel. That's why in the Gemara you see people died because of Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabu. He quotes Gemaras, and there's no Mechila. Because it's not only Kavod HaRav. Yoshua went to the grave without children, says the Gemara. But it's not out to cover around. There's no more Zakenim in Klal Yisrael. And there's no Zakenim. There's no Kiyum for Klal Yisrael. So I have written in my Sichos Musar, I don't know, I knew the question of the Maharsha, but I guess I'd seen it before. In any event, that maybe this answers the Maharsha's question. How could it be that Eli was punished, that Shmuel was punished? It wasn't out to the Avera. You can't punish a cotton for an Avera. Cottons can't do Averas. They're cottons. But it's a sakana for Klal Yisrael. If you have Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo, Meir Dov, you're with me. Show me Yitzchak Chaim. Rip Shmuel, the holiest man in all of Woodmere. Listen very carefully. When you're Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo, we don't have Klal Yisrael anymore. We don't have Zakenim. We don't have a hierarchy. We don't have a Mesorah. What Mesorah? The Mesorah started 2 weeks ago. When I came to Yeshiva, the Mesorah started. I don't have to get it from anybody else. I open up. What do I have? The whole set of art scroll. I have the Meiri in English and Kedushin. I think I once saw in Yeshiva Meiri in English. I have the Mishnayos in English. I can pass him all the shadows myself. I have a set of Mishnah Berurah. I don't need to Canaan. What do I need to Canaan for? That's a sakana for Klal Yisrael. And if somebody really believes that, then Hashem Yishmor. And therefore, it's not because of the Avera he did. It's because it's Sakana for Klal Yisrael, and therefore it doesn't matter how old he is. We have to uproot this from the source. In the end, there was a happy ending. He didn't die. Chana pleaded with him, and everything was okay. And anyways, we learned in a previous year that maybe it was Lafrusha Meisura. If he was trying to be mafreshim for Misr, according to the Zohar Kaddish, maybe it was Isser. So if it was Afrushe Meisura, then it wasn't really a Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. But anyway, he says, no, Elanar Azez Palalti. In the end, he lived, Baruch Hashem, we said. But he didn't give that explanation. So therefore, that's why Eli didn't say Yerchayv Misa until after he explained why, that it wasn't Afrushe Meisura. He was just telling him what's Mutter. And that's why, explains Rav Chaim, you need an inner smicha, that you Moshe leans on this person and he leans on the next person. You can't become samach by yourself. You need somebody to give you smicha. And that's what you have to do. You have to really lower yourself to that person. Like it says about Yehoshua, that he was this nar, and he would organize the Beis Medrash, he would set up the benches. And he was the one zelcha to be the leader of the Jewish people. He was Mishamish Tamidei Chachamim. And you're makabel a lot more by Shimush Tamidei Chachamim than you are by actually learning from Tamidei Chachamim. You watch them live. The difference between hearing about it, reading the law book, and seeing it the movie, seeing it acted out, seeing it for real. And that's what Klal Yisrael needs, to pass on the Mesorah. We need people being makabel, being Mishamish the Rebbe, being makabel from the Rebbe, lowering themselves. Like it says in the Gemara, one rabbi said, if anyone gives me an answer to this question, I'll bring his clothing to the mikveh for him. What's the pshat? Pshat is that mikveh, that an eved brings his master's clothing to the mikveh. If somebody answers this kasha, I'm his Talmud. I'm going to serve him. And a Talmud dafka has to serve the Rebbe. The Talmud has to lower himself to the Rebbe. And that's how we have the Mesorah in Klal Yisrael. And then you become the Rebbe, and then your Talmud serves you, and he's makabel from you. But in order to be makabel from somebody, you have to really lower yourself to them. The Rambam in the Yad, he tells us the 40 Doros, from Moshe till Rav Ashi, says he concludes, V'nimsa me Rav Ashi ad Moshe Rabbeinu Arba'im Doros, Ve'eluhem. It goes through the 40 generations, Yoshua mi Moshe Rabbeinu, u'Moshe Rabbeinu mi Piagvura, Nimsa kulam mi Hashem Elokei Yisrael. It all comes from God. In other words, of course Torah comes from God. But the Tzinor is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Tzinor is the Rebbe. It says in the Gemara, if a person learns a lot of Torah, he's not Mishamish Tamidei Chachamim. It says in Brachos Mem Zayin, he's an Am Haaretz. And that's really what we have to do. We have to find ourselves Rabbeim and be Dovik B'Rabbu Seinu. That's really the Tafkid of a Yeshiva. And the Yeshiva, where on a day-to-day basis, you learn from the Rabbeim, connect to the Rabbeim, and even if one isn't in a Yeshiva, one has to constantly find ways to be Mishamish Tamidei Chachamim, to learn from Tamidei Chachamim, to connect to Tamidei Chachamim. And in this way, we'll be able to be a chain in the Mesorah and pass it on to the next generation. And the Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zocha to have Rebbeim, to have Tzadikim. It says if your Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, you should be Makabel Torah from him. We should all find Malachi Hashem Tzvakos to be Makabel Torah from. And we should give them the proper Kavod and the proper Derech Eretz in order to accept this Mesorah. And that explains, I think, why. It says in the Gemara, Zrok Mara B'Talmidim. The Rebbe has to instill fear in the Talmidim. He's not your buddy, he's your Rebbe. And we should be Zelche. And then the Rebbe, of course, not only has to instill fear, but he has to give over the Torah with love. V'shinatam levanecha, ilu talmidecha. Like Rafutner says famously, that the reason the Torah demands that a father teach a son, and that's the ideal, and schools are only b'dieved, but homeschool is desideratum, homeschool is the ideal, because Torah has to be given with liebshaft, with ava, and only a father can truly love his son, and a Rebbe tries as much as he can. That's the drasha. But Pshuto Shel Mikra is Vishinantam Levanecha. Vanecha is Banecha. Banecha is Banecha, Banecha. It's Gematria Banecha. Means Banecha. Same letters as Banecha. Banecha. Children. Because that's true love. So we have to be Makabel both from our parents, from our Rebbeim. Be Yira. There should be Yira there. And there should also be Ava, of course. And then we can pass it on to the next generation. And we should be Zelchem Mirtz Hashem to learn a lot more of Sefer Shmuel together. Be Simcho, Betuv Lev of Meirov Kol. Sweetest friends, amen. Can you hear it sound? Thank you very much for learning with me.